ప్రకృతి ఆధారం సర్వ విద్యానాం హయగ్రీవముపాస్మహే దుదోహగాం సయజ్ఞాయ సస్యాయ మఘవాదివం సంపద్ వినిమయేనోభౌ దధతుర్భువనద్వయం దుదోహ గాం సహ యజ్ఞాయ సస్యాయ మఘవా దివం సంపద్ వినిమయేన ఉభౌ దధతుః భువనద్వయం సహ దగ్రీవ మహారాజ గాం ద ఎర్త్
for
the sake of yajna, dudoha, extra, oh, gam is not earth, earth only, gam could be earth, gam could be cow, that's why I say it only, earth only, dudoha, extracted, see, dudoha means, you take the milk out of a cow, that is called dohanam. What you call in English? It is milk.
Milk.
So he milked the earth. Means he took out the wealth from the earth. For what? What will you do with all that wealth? Yajnaya. To offer it to devatas in yajna. So generally the idea is like this. You take wealth from the earth in the form of crops, and then you are supposed to offer some rice prepared from that harvest into the fire as an oblation to the devatas, because the devatas help us to get good crops, you know. Therefore we take the wealth from the earth only to offer to the devata. That is what Dilip Maharaja has said. Generally, you should not extract wealth from the earth for sense pleasures. It is not the way to do it. But unfortunately, human beings, they become so insensitive that at the end of it, we extract everything from the earth, and we do not give anything to the devatas, we do not give anything to the nature, and we consume all of it ourselves, and then we don't care for the nature also, we pollute the nature. So this is how that yajna bhavana is just missing in the human being. Especially it used to be there, but especially in modern societies, there is a principle called modernity. For example, you feel like drinking a cup of water because you are thirsty, so you open a bottle and drink it and throw it. This much bottle. The bottle is made with a thick plastic, and the screw, etc., is quite strong. It won't disintegrate, it will remain like that forever. So people are very, very insensitive. They say the bottle of water, these empty bottles which people throw, if they are put one after the other, it will cover the entire earth 10 times over. That is the number of bottles that people consume in America every year. Or every year or every month, I don't know, some statistics. So like that, we take wealth from the earth to enjoy the sense pleasures and to pollute the earth, not for giving to the devatas. Whereas the vision of the Shruti is Devan Bhavayata Anena Te Deva Bhavayantu Vaha Parasparam Bhavayantaha Shreyas Paramavapsyatha. That is the vision. So Dilipa Maharaja was like that. He takes the wealth from the earth only to propitiate the devatas, yajna. యజ్ఞ ఈజ్ అన్ ఆఫరింగ్ జస్ట్ ఆఫర్ టు ది దేవత మఘవా ది గాడ్ ఆఫ్ రెయిన్ దివం సస్యాయ ఫర్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ క్రాప్ దివం ద స్కై దుదోహా ఎక్స్ట్రాక్టెడ్ Therefore, the God of rain, that is Indra, he has milked the sky to give for the benefit of the crops. So, Dilipa Maharaja milked the earth to propitiate the devatas, and the head of the devatas, that is Indra, he is the supreme lord of all devatas. So, he milked the sky for the benefit of the good crops. They were doing like this. Ubhau, these two, sampadvinimayena, by exchanging the wealth, bhuvanadvayam, chatu lokas, dadhatuhu, kept in good shape. So by bringing the wealth of the skies as rain onto the earth, Indra kept the earth in good shape, good crops, etc. By extracting the wealth from the earth and offering it in the yajnas to the devatas, this king has kept the devaloka in good shape. Devatas were getting all kinds of oblations and so they are happy. This is how both have kept both lokas in a good condition. You see, suppose Indra tries for his own welfare and devatas try for their own welfare and man tries for his own welfare, then both will remain in the heat. Whereas you don't try for your welfare, you try for the other's welfare, and the others will try for your welfare, then both will be fulfilled. Say, I remember an anecdote. A king has invited all his citizens for a samuhika bhiksha, lunch or a party. And this is the old-fashioned Indian way. So all sit in a line and plates or the leaves were put there and food was served. Now what the king did, you know, so they have to eat with the right hand. So what the king did, he commanded his soldiers or his followers, tie one bamboo stick, a piece of bamboo stick, to the right hand of everybody. So like that, a piece of bamboo stick is tied, tuck, tuck. So put a piece of bamboo stick and it is tied here and here. Now these fellows, they have to eat food. How they will eat? So they can take it. It can never come to the walls. They cannot eat with their left hand. They won't eat with the left hand, the right hand. Now he said, all their hands are tied. Now he said, okay, you eat the food. And so wonderful food is served. And now how they eat? Therefore what these people did, so they sat opposite to each other. And so you take the food and put in the other person's mouth. And the other person takes the food before him and puts in my mouth, I put in the other person's mouth. And you can ask whatever you want, you can say, I want laddu. Then you see, he breaks the laddu and puts in your mouth. Like that, all of them enjoyed the best food. The king was very happy and he removed these bamboo sticks and he was very happy that his subjects know how to live. Some such thing is done. Okay. Kotarika tasya dilipasya indrena saha paraspara vinimayena sakhyamaha. So the poet is talking about the friendship between Dilipa and Indra. How paraspara vinimayena, by exchanging their wealth mutually, between to Dilipa such a friendship existed with Indra. That is what he is saying in this verse. Udoheti Saraja. Saraja means Raja Dilipaha, Dilipa Maharaja. Yajnaya, Yajnam Kartum. So to perform a Yajna. Gam Bhuvam. Gam means Bhuvam, the earth. Dudoha means he milked. How? Karagrahanena Vistam Chakara Ityarthaha. You see, dohanam means milking, means by the time the job is done, there will be no milk left in the cow. That is called milking. So similarly, he has done a similar effective job by extracting the wealth from the society by taking taxes. Karagrahana. Kara is tax. By taking tax, so he removed the excess wealth from the society, like milking the excess milk from the cow. Rekta means free from wealth. So now that crop is there, you harvest it and pay the tax, and the rest you take home and then do small yajna, and then distribute the food to people of the home and others. So now there is no wealth left on the earth. You have taken it all. And only for the purpose of selfless service. Yajna means whatever, namama. Yajna means namama. So not of me. So you surrender it to the whole. That is called yajna. That is how he did. Maghava Devendraha. So that is the Lord of Devatas. What he did? Sasyaya. Sasyam Vardhayitum. So to grow the crop, to make the crops grow well. Divam Svargam Doha. So he milked the heavens. Because the rains come from the heavens. That is the idea. Julokan mahi loke
Vrishti
mutpadaya masa
Vrishti mutpadaya masa
Ityarthaha. So what do you mean by milking the heaven? From the heavens he has created rains on the bhuloka. That is the meaning of that saying Judoha. Kriyarthopapada Ityadina Yajna Sasyabhyam Chaturthi. You see, Chaturthi. No Visarga. Am I hearing a Visarga somewhere? No. Okay. I am a bit suspicious. Don't mind. So if I hear a Visarga, I will stop it. So Chaturthi, like that. So there is a Chaturthi Vibhakti will come if you have that word is Kriyartha. The thing is meant for a Kriya. Artha means Prayojanam. Suppose Yajna is the Prayojanam of propitiating the Devatas. Or Yajna is the Prayojanam of extracting wealth from the earth. Yajna is the kriya for the sake of which you are taking wealth from the earth. Therefore it becomes a kriyartha yajna. Therefore it gets chaturthi. Then sasya means good crop. So that is the prayojanam. Growth of the good crop is the prayojanam for which the Indra is doing a job of namely sending rains. For that purpose he is giving the rains. Therefore, sasya gains chaturthi, sasyaya, yajnaya. That is how chaturthi vibhakti came there. That is the Panini Sutra in Karaka Prakarana.
Sorry, karagrahanena riktam
chakara
is, I don't see in the...
Chakara ityarthaha.
Where is chakara in the...
It must be there. Riktam chakara. If it is not there, you have to put it.
Okay,
not
so he's saying he's inserting it.
It is a printing mistake.
Where is there in this book also? Which book is it?
He's talking about in the verse.
Okay. Evam. So in this way, ubhau. So these two people, sampado vinimayena. So sampad vinimayena is the samasa. It means by the exchange of wealth. Shashti tattva. Parasparam adana pratidana abhyam. So how did they make this exchange possible? Parasparam, each other, adana, you give, and pratidana, you take. So oblations in yajna, you give to devatas, and good rains, you take from the devatas. That is dilipa. And the same thing with Indra, he gives good rains and takes oblations in the yajna. This is how they have accomplished this. What? Bhuvanadvayam. Both lokas. Means bhuloka and dhyuloka. Dadhatuhu. Upushatuhu. So dudhai dharana poshana yoho. So they have sustained both lokas. The poshanartha he has taken. Upushatuhu. Raja yajnyaihi
Indra
lokam Indraschodakena Bhulokam Bhumosha Krishnastaha. The king has sustained the Bhuloka, the Swargaloka, with Yajna, and the Indra sustained the Bhuloka with rain. That is the meaning of Udakena, with water. With the meaning. Uptancha dandani tau. There is a Niti Shastra. The name of the Niti Shastra is Dandaniti. Samasa has written it. There it is said. Rajat Vartan Samahritya.
Rajat Vartan Samahritya.
Uriyad Indra Mahotsavam.
Uriyad Indra Mahotsavam.
Vrinito Meghavahastu.
Vrinito Meghavahastu.
Mahadim Rushtimavahet.
Mahadim Rushtimavahet.
So it means like this, the king, he has to collect all the required things. Vartan Samahritya. Indra Mahotsavam Kuryat. He has to perform a big festival to propitiate Lord Indra. Then Trinitaha Meghavahaha, the Lord of Rains, that is Indra, when he is propitiated this way, he becomes very pleased. Mahadim Rushtim Avahet. He will send big rain. Even now, in India, religion is the mainstream. If you live in India, you will know. All of you know. Then the rains are incomplete or inadequate. They will do some yajnas. Varuna yaga. They do. And then there is a thing called kari reshti. Kari riya yajeta vrushti kamaha. And then there is a vidhi. So that is an ishti which is done for 3 days. That also they do. But what they do after the onset of monsoon. That is the problem. They should do. So when the monsoon is already on, then there is no patience to wait for the rains. Rains will come, you should have patience. Now they have excess rains. And therefore they have floods, this and that, all kinds of problems. They are praying no more rains for good, like that. But when I came here, they were praying for rains. Have to wait for some time. The monsoon will bring the rains, but they don't wait. So there is a lot of commotion in the media, etc. No rains. Then somebody gets a bright idea, let us do Varuna Yaga. There is always enthusiasm for vigilance. You stay from the mouth, Yaga, people will start. It is like that. People are ready for the ritual. The ritual works like that. You say it, they will stop. Casually you say, casually. So it will take off. It happens like that. Ritual has got that power to it. So they do that. And then the rain comes. They say because of us the rain came. Better they don't say all that, let them do their duty and keep quiet. They don't do that. do the yajna, and then whatever little rain comes, it came because of absorbing. Like that, there is competition, this and that. So those elements are undesirable elements in that whole thing. All this you will find in the newspapers and TV and news everywhere. These are some of the undesirable elements of this competition, this and that. But otherwise, that is how it is mandated in the Shastra, and that is how it should be done. Now, Saha Gam Dudoha. Kasmai Yajnaya. So that completes the sentence. Maghava Divam Dudoha. Kasmai Satyaya. That sentence is complete. Karta Karma Kriya. You have to say Karta Karma Kriya. Ubhau Bhuvanadvayam Dadhatuhu. Kena Sampad Vinimayena. Okay? That completes the akarsha. Dudoha Duduhatuhu Duduhuhu.
Dudoha Duduhatuhu Duduhuhu.
So, Du, it is. Duha. A. Abhyasa, etc. Then sarva dhatuka artha dhatuka yoha guna will be there in the first three. Asanyoga lit kit, therefore in the next six there will be no guna. Okay, sir. And then whether it will get idagama or not, it depends upon the list ekati upadeshe sudhatta. So it gets idagama. It gets. Duduhitha, duduhathuhu, duduha.
Duduha,
duduha, duduhiva, duduhima.
Duduha, duduhiva, duduhima.
Duha dhatoho.
Duha dhatoho.
Parasmai pade.
Parasmai pade.
Kattari liti.
Kattari liti.
Prathama purushaika vachanam. Prathama purushaika vachanam.
Prathama purushaika vachanam.
Gam gavau gaha. Gaha, that is the Goshabda. Goshabdaha akaranta strilingaha.
Goshabdaha
dhitiyaika vachanam. Okaranta. Okaranta strilingaha. Dhitiyaika vachanantaha. Saha taute. Tachabdaha takaranta pumlingaha. Ramaika vachanantaha. Yajnaya yajnabhyam yajnebhyaha.
Yajnaya yajnabhyam yajnebhyaha.
Sasyaya.
Sasyaya sasyabhyam sasyebhyaha.
Sasya shabdaha akaranta napumsakalingaha.
Sasya shabdaha akaranta napumsakalingaha.
Chaturtheka vachanantaha.
Chaturtheka vachanantaha.
In the case of yajna, it is pumlinga. Okay? Maghava maghavanau maghavanaha.
Maghava maghavanau maghavanaha.
You have done this shabdam. In Vitiya Vibhakti it will be maghavanam maghavanau maghonaha. Maghona maghavadibhyam maghavadibhihi. Like that it goes. Maghavat shabdaha takaranta pumlingaha.
Maghavat shabdaha takaranta pumlingaha.
Prathamaika vachanantaha.
Prathamaika vachanantaha.
Divam divau divaha.
Divam divau divaha.
It also you have done. Dyauhu dyavau dyavaha. Aha, that is a dyu shabda. This is a divu shabda. Dyauhu divau divaha. Divam divau divaha. Divad Dyubhyam Dyubhihi. Like that it will be. Divu Shabdaha Vakaranta Strilingaha.
Divu Shabdaha Vakaranta Strilingaha.
Dhiyeka Vachanantaha.
Dhiyeka Vachanantaha.
Sampadaha Vinimayaha.
Sampadaha Vinimayaha.
Sampad Vinimayaha.
Sampad Vinimayaha.
It is Shashti Tatpurusha. Tena sampad vinimayena.
Tena sampad vinimayena.
Vinimayena vinimayabhyam vinimayaihi.
Vinimayena vinimayabhyam vinimayaihi.
Vinimaya shabdaha akaranta pumlingaha.
Vinimaya shabdaha akaranta pumlingaha.
ద్వితీయైకవచనాంతః ఉభౌ ఇది నిత్య ద్వివచనాంత శబ్ద ఉభశబ్ద కారాంత పుంలింగ నిత్యద్వివచనాంత ప్రథమాద్వివచనం దధౌ దధతు దధు ధా ఇది ధాతు ధా అండ్ ఆత ఔ నల అకారాంత ధాతు దెన్ ఔ వెల్కమ్ అండ్ దెన్ అభ్యాస ఎక్సెట్రా బట్ వెన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దధతు ఔ వోంట్ కమ్ బట్ ఆకార లోప విల్ హ్యాపన్ ఆతో లోప ఇటి టీచర్ ధాతు then it is dha akaranta dhatu ajanta dhatu therefore ekacha upadeshena dattat it becomes anit it is not exempted in the karika but kradi niyama makes it set in lit and then ajanta therefore in the case of thal it becomes vikalpa okay that is the story I have said the first one and then filled up a few things దుధాయి ధారణ పోషణయో ఇత్యస్మాద్ధాతో పరస్మై పదే లిటి ప్రథమ పురుష వచనం భువనద్వయం భువనయో ద్వయం భువనద్వయం సమాస ద్వయం మీన్స్ పే కలెక్టివ్ నౌ షష్ఠీ తత్పురుష ద్వయ శబ్ద అకారాంత నపుంసకలింగ ద్వితీయైకవచనాంత దుదోహగాంసయజ్ఞాయ సస్యాయమఘవాదివం సంపద్వినిమయేనోభౌ దధతుర్భువనద్వయం నకిలానుయయుస్తస్య రాజానో రక్షితుర్యశః వ్యావృత్తాయ పరస్వేభ్యః శృతౌ తస్కరతా స్థితా నా దిలీప మహారాజా యశః good name or fame you can say fame nakila anuyayuhu could not emulate king Dilipa is a protector rakshituhu is a protector he protected people therefore his name and fame is a wealth in the kingdom there are other kings around but they could not emulate him in that name, unfair. Means, nobody is as famous as he became. Because he protected people. And also the reason is, yet because, taskarata, stealing. Stealing means, chori karna, stealing. పరస్వేభ్యః ఫ్రమ్ ది ప్రాపర్టీస్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్ జనరల్లీ ఆల్వేజ్ స్టీలింగ్ ఈజ్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ వాట్ విత్ ది అదర్ పీపుల్స్ ప్రాపర్టీ You don't steal your own property, right? You steal other people's property. So stealing is always connected to other people's property. But now, as Dilip Maharaja was giving protection in the society, the stealing has been taken away from other people's property. Hence, there is no stealing of other people's property. Then, where is this stealing now? It is also, generally it is connected to other people's property, but it is taken away from there. Now, where it is kept now? Shrutau, in the word, chita remained. So it remained in the word. There is a word, what is that word? Taskaraka or taskaraha. In the dictionary it is there, the word is there. If somebody tells a story, then they can hear the word taskaraha. But in the news, you don't see it. Because it is taken away from the other people's property. Means other people's property was never subjected to stealing. Then where is this stealing? Remained. Where did it remain? It remained in Shruti, in the word. Shruti means what you hear is the word. So in the word alone, it remained. Okay? That is how he protected people. That's why his name and fame is so much that no other king could come anywhere near that. That is the best. Okay? Tasya rajye taskarabhayam nasit
ityaha.
So in his kingdom, the fear of thieves was not there. That is what the poet is saying. Neti
Rajanaha
Anyen Rupaha. The other kings. Okay? Rakshituhu Vayebhyaha Tratuhu. So the one who protects from fears. Okay? That is the one. Who is that? Tasya Rajnyaha. Of that Dilipa Maharaja.
Of that
Yashaha.
Fame.
Na anuyayuh kila,
na
anuchakruh
kila,
they could not khalu, yeah, they could not emulate or imitate that fame. They could not get that fame for themselves. Kutaha, why? Yet because, yasmat, karanat, because of which reason, what is the reason? Taskarata, shauryam, stealing, okay? Parasvebhyaha, paradhanebhyaha,
parvishayabhutebhyaha.
What is the object of stealing? What is it that is stolen? That is the object of stealing. What is it? Paraswa. Always the other people's wealth is stolen. Therefore the object of stealing is an action. The object of stealing is paraswa. Therefore this stealing as an action is taken away from paraswa, other people's wealth, which is its object. Swa vishaya bhutebhya paraswebhya yavrutta sati. So it is withdrawn from its object, which is the other people's wealth. Then where did it stay? Shrutau vachaka shabde. That is the shruti. The word which you use, which you say, gives the meaning. That is the word. Taskaraha. That is the word. Suppose you say taskaraha, the other person gets the meaning. His property won't go away. Property remains with him only. Therefore, taskaraha, in that word alone, that meaning remained. It never got expressed with reference to other people's properties. That is a way of telling that the word remained, but the act was never there. Apaharya antara bhavat. Antara means the other. Apaharya means one which is stolen. The other is not there, which is stolen. The other which is stolen is not there. Apahariyantara bhavat taskara shabda eva apaharuta ityartha. Therefore, taskara is a stealing. Stealing what? Nothing is stolen. Then the world itself is stolen. So, taskara shabda eva apaharuta ityartha. That is the meaning of what he said. Athava, this expression, shrutau taskarata sthita, can be explained in a slightly different way. Atyanta satya prishyarthe, jnanam shabdah karotihi, jnayena shabde sthita, khurita. You see, the shabda has such a power that it can give the meaning even when the object of that meaning doesn't exist at all. So that is the power of shabda. Like a vanyaputraha, you know it. Vanyaputra, you know. Maru marichika, the water of the desert. That also you know. Okay, you know what? Something. It doesn't exist, right? You know something which never exists. That is the power of shabda. So shabda atyanta asati arthe api jnanam karoti. Shabda gives the knowledge even when the object doesn't exist at all. That is the power of shabda. Okay? That is the nyaya. Nyaya means a well-known idiom. According, based on that idiom, now you apply this to this situation. Taskaraha, the word, there is no thief at all in the kingdom. No thief. Therefore, the word is there. So the word is there, taskaraha, it gives the meaning of a thing which never existed. So, taskaraha, so, shabde sthita, sphurita, when that word is used, people do get the meaning. Meaning shines in their mind. Natu swarupataha asti. But the object doesn't exist anywhere. Ityarthaha, that is the meaning of that shrutau taskarata sthita. Shabdanu arthasunyah, shabdanu pati vikalpah. This is a sutra, Patanjali is a sutra. Shabdanu pati arthasunyah vikalpah. He is expert on Patanjali sutra. Therefore he remembered the sutra. It is there in the very beginning. So vikalpa is defined by Patanjali in a very unique way. That applies only to Yoga Shastra. Elsewhere, vikalpa in Vyakarana, it has a different meaning. Vikalpa for Vedanta is entirely different meaning. For yoga people, vikalpa means a word, shabda, which gives an idea, shabdanupati, but artha sunyaha, the artha doesn't exist. Such a thing is called vikalpaha. Like that, he gives an example there. I do not remember the example. Maru Mari Chika Vanya Putraha, he doesn't give those examples. He gives Patanjali means Bhashyakara gives an example which you never expect. That kind of example he gives, I do not remember. Nakila, now this akanksha, okay? Rajanaha yashaha na anuyayukkila. Kapta karma kriya. Because it's a transitive verb. Yashaha. Kasya. Kasya. Tasya kathambhutasya. Rakshituhu. kutaha why yat yat
yat.
Now you come to the other sentence. Taskarata sthita. This is the intransitive verb. Therefore sthita sthita sthagitini uttav. So therefore we will not have karta karma kriya, we will have karta and kriya. Taskarata sthita కశ్యాం శ్రుతౌ తస్కరత కథం భూత వ్యావృత పరస్వేభ్యౌ సమాసంశబ్ద నా కిల అవ్యయం యయౌ యయతు యయుః యా ప్రాపణ రది ధాతు all everything is same. So yayo ato nala ata au nalaha and yayatuhu ato lopa is it and then thal is vikalpa thal, because ajanta dhatu ajanta ha akaravan thali vedayam vikalpa. First you got it everything there. So yayitha yayatha you will get to, if you get the e you will get the yayitha idagama, because when idagama comes ato lopa itika a will go, if idagama doesn't come a remains it. Okay, yayau yayatuhu yayuhu
yayau yayatuhu yayuhu
yayitha yayatha yayatuhu yaya
yayitha yayatha yayatuhu yaya
yayau yayiva yayima
yayau yayiva yayima
yaprapane
yaprapane
ityasmat dhatoh
ityasmat dhatoh
anupurvakat
anupurvakat
parasmai pade
liti
prathama purusha bahuvachanam తస్యతయోః తేషాం
తస్యతయోః తేషాం
షట్శబ్దాదకారాంత పుంలింగః
షట్శబ్దాదకారాంతపుంలింగః
రక్షితుః రక్షిత్రోః రక్షితృణాం
రక్షితుః రక్షిత్రోః రక్షితృణాం
ధాతుః రక్షితృశబ్దాదకారాంత పుంలింగః షట్శబ్దాదకారాంతపుంలింగః యశః యశసి యశాంసి యశశబ్ద సకారాంత నపుంసకలింగ ద్వితీయకవచనాంత వ్యావృత వ్యావృత్తే
వ్యావృత్తస్కరత
స్థితశబ్ద అకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ ప్రథమైకవచనాంత. There you have yet. Yet, if it means which one, then it is shabda, yet ye yani. But if it means because, then it is avyayam. Yet avyayam. Paranam, I'm sorry. Paresham. You see, paresham. You should not use the wrong shabda. పరేషాం స్వాని పరస్వాణి
పరేషాం స్వాని పరస్వాణి
దేభ్యః పరస్వేభ్యః
దేభ్యః పరస్వేభ్యః
సో స్వాత్ స్వాభ్యాం స్వేభ్యః
స్వాత్ స్వాభ్యాం స్వేభ్యః
స్వశబ్దః అకారాంత నపుంసకలింగః
స్వశబ్దః అకారాంత నపుంసకలింగః
పంచమీ బహువచనం
పంచమీ
బహువచనం. స్వా మీన్స్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్, then it becomes a sarvanama. Swa means wealth, then it is not sarvanama. That we have seen this.
Samati
dhanakya. Ah, samadhi dhanakya. Vartika is there. Sutra it is. Okay. Shrutau shrutyoh. Shrutau shrutyam.
There is a esvam that we get. Praticha. In just.
Yeah, sve. Swaha svau sve. But if it is wealth, swam, sve, swani, it is an apumsakalinga also. Shrutyam, shrutau.
Shrutyam, shrutau.
Shrutyoha, shrutishu.
Shrutyoha, shrutishu.
Matyam, matau. Okay, shruti shabdaha, ikaranta stri, ikaranta stri lingaha.
Shruti shabdaha, ikaranta stri lingaha.
Pancha, saptamye
kavachanantaha.
నకిలానుయయుస్తస్య
అజానో రక్షితుర్యశః
వ్యావృత్తాయ పరస్వేభ్యః ఉతౌ తస్కరతా స్థితా వేష్యోపి సమ్మతశిష్టః తస్య యథౌషధం త్యాజ్యో దుష్టః ప్రియోప్యాసీత్ అంగులీ వోరగక్షత. ఎవ్రీవేర్ సిమిలి. కాళిదాస ఇస్ ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ సిమిలీస్. ద్వేష్యః అపి సమ్మతః శిష్టః తస్య ఆత్మస్య యథా ఔషధం. యాజ్యః దుష్టః ప్రియః అపి ఆసీత్ అంగులీ ఇవ వరదక్షత. తస్య టు ద దిలీప్ మహారాజా ద్వేష్యోపి ఎ పర్సన్ వర్తీ ఆఫ్ హేటింగ్ శిష్టః గుడ్ పర్సన్ సమ్మతః లైక్ ఆత్మస్య టు ది సిక్ పర్సన్ ఔషధం యథా లైక్ ఎ మెడిసిన్. దేర్ ఇస్ సంబడీ హు ఇస్ ది ఎనిమీ బట్ ఇన్ ఎ గివెన్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ హీఈస్ రైట్ శిష్టః. He did not make any mistake. He is right. Therefore, Dilipa accepts him. He does not show enmity against him. Though he is otherwise inimical, but he is right and he did not do any mistake. Any adharma he did not do. Therefore, he is welcome. Like a sick person, he doesn't like this bitter medicine, but he accepts it. Okay? Then, ప్రియోపి ఏ డియర్ వన్ ఆల్సో దుష్టః బ్యాడ్ పర్సన్ త్యాజ్యః వర్తి ఆఫ్ గివింగ్ అప్ ఆసీత్ ఉరగక్షత బిటెన్ బై సర్పెంట్ అంగులీ యథా లైక్ ద ఫింగర్ ద ఫింగర్ వాజ్ బిటెన్ బై సర్పెంట్ and there is poison in it. It has developed gangrene, suppose. Then will you keep it because you like it? You amputate it. Though it is very dear to you, still you amputate the finger. Similarly, a person like brother-in-law, etc., who is very dear, but he has committed a crime, therefore, Dilipa Maharaja won't support him. You throw him out. That is how he did. You see, we say some of the things which are very glorious, but in Indian society you don't find them. So that is the problem. So in India, in Andhra Pradesh, I was hearing it for the last 1 year. These ministers, some of them are corrupt, and he gets arrested. They arrest him because he has dwindled a lot of money. And that minister belongs to a particular caste, BC. And therefore, all those caste people, they come onto the roads along with their leaders and take a procession that such and such person is arrested. And he is arrested not because it has nothing to do with the caste. It is like, suppose a black man is arrested. All the black people come and take a procession. What can you do like that? Generally it doesn't happen. But in India, my God, this is happening so many times that you lose that enthusiasm. You cannot punish anybody because if you punish him, all his caste people say, our caste person, he should not be punished. Our caste is getting discriminated. Like that big nuisance they make. That's why they don't punish anybody. Okay, so, start free. Like that. Whereas what Dilipa, we sit and read all these poems. And there is no connection with the social life. This is a misfortune. Anyway, now you got the meaning of the verse. This is some digression, you bear with me. But the meaning you got it right, okay? అవతారిక తస్య శిష్ట ఏవ ప్రియ శిష్ట ఏవ అప్రియ ఆసీత్ ఇత్యాహ. సో టు ది దిలీప మహారాజ, హూ ఈజ్ వెరీ లైక్డ్ పర్సన్, శిష్ట మీన్స్ పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ కాండక్ట్ అలోన్ ఈజ్ లైక్డ్ బై హిమ్, అండ్ హూ ఈజ్ నాట్ లైక్డ్ బై హిమ్ దుష్ట. A person of good, bad conduct is not like to him. That's all. That is the only criterion. Caste, creed, etc. are not the criteria. This is what the poet is saying. Veshya iti shishto janaha. A person of good conduct. Veshyaha shatru rapi. Even if he happens to be an enemy. ఆర్తస్య రోగినః సిక్ మ్యాన్ ఔషధం యథా ఔషధమివ లైక్ మెడిసిన్ తస్య కుదం దిలీప మహారాజ సమ్మతః అనుమతః యాక్సెప్టబుల్ ఆసీత్ బికే. ఓకే, దుష్టో జనః పర్సన్ ఆఫ్ బ్యాడ్ కాండక్ట్ ప్రియోపి ప్రేమాస్పది భూతోపి, హి ఇస్ ఎన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ లైక్ బ్రదర్ ఇన్ లా సన్ డాటర్ హూసోవర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ప్రేమ ఆస్పది భూత అపి ఉరగక్షత సర్పదష్ట బిటన్ బై ది సర్పెంట్ అంగులీవా లైక్ ఎ ఫింగర్ చిన్యాద్ బాహుమపి దుష్టమాత్మన దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఇడియం ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది సొసైటీ. ది హ్యాండ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ బ్యాడ్ డ్యూ టు సమ్ గ్యాంగ్రీన్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ హ్యాండ్ ఇట్ కెన్ బ్యాడ్ సమ్ వూండ్ హ్యాపన్స్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ప్రాపర్లీ ప్రొటెక్టెడ్ some bullet wound or some knife wound happened and it is not protected and it is not bound well, bandaged well, and then the hand is exposed to the elements and then it gets infected. There is a thing called gangrene, some kind of an infection. So the whole hand, it gets cut off from the blood circulation. And therefore, it becomes a dead, like a dead branch of a tree. Under that hand, you should be amputated immediately. Otherwise, the gangrene, it kills the hand and then it starts spreading. The person will die. But if the hand is amputated, he will live. That is the context. That is the nyaya. So such a bad guy, though he is a relative, he is worth giving up. Like that finger of poison finger. Tasya shishta eva bandhuhu, dushta eva shatruhu, yathaha. That is the meaning. Final conclusion is, you don't go by relations and all that. Whosoever is bad guy, he is the enemy. Whosoever is a good person, he is the loved one. That is the meaning. Dveshyaha asit.
Dveshyaha asit.
Asit you bring, okay? Asit is there. Okay? Dveshyopi asit.
Dveshyopi asit.
కథం ద్వేష్యః కథం భూతః సమ్మతః పునః కథం భూతః శిష్టః. బికాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంట్రాన్సిటివ్ వెర్బ్ యు నో ఆసీత్ ఫర్ కర్త క్రియ నో కర్మ దెన్ ఫిల్ అప్ ది గ్యాప్స్. కిం యథా లైక్ వాట్ ఔషధం యథా కస్య ఆర్తస్య దుష్ట ఆసీత్ దుష్ట కథం భూత యాజ్య పునః కథం భూతోపి ప్రియోపి కా ఇవ. దట్ లింగా యు హావ్ టు ఫాలో, యు నాట్ సే కిమ్ ఇవ. అంగులీ కథం భూత ఉరగక్షత. శబ్ద ద్వేష్యః ద్వేష్యౌ ద్వేష్యాః సమ్మతః శిష్టః త్యాజ్యః దుష్టః ప్రియః ప్రియశబ్దః అకారాంత పుంలింగః అనేకవచనాంతః అపి అవ్యయం తస్య తయోః తేషాం శబ్దః నకారాంత పుంలింగః అనేకవచనాంశః ఆర్తస్య ఆర్తయోః ఆర్తానాం ఆర్తశబ్దః అకారాంత పుంలింగః ఏకవచనం ఏదట ఆత్మస్య అదట తాహి పురుషు ద్విత్వం టూ తాస్ అనాచీ అజపరస్య రోద్వేవా సత్ నచి. సో దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఆర్త ఆర్త ఆయుధ అచోరహాభ్యాన్ ద్వే నాట్ అనాచీ అచోరహాభ్యాన్ ద్వే దళితి అజపరాభ్యాం వేఫహకారాభ్యాం పరస్య యర ద్విత్వం సత్. That is what it is. Not alajicha. Good. Yatha avyayam ausadam ausadhe ausadhani ausadashuddha karanta napumsakalingaha prathamaikavachanam api avyayam asita astam asam dati ee asit astisicho krupte nedi ఆసీహి ఆస్తం ఆస్త ఆసం ఆస్వ ఆస్మ అస భువి ఇస్మాద్ధాతో పరస్మైపదే లంగి ప్రథమపురుషైకవచనం అంగులీ అంగుల్యౌ అంగుల్యః అంగులీ శబ్ద ఈకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ ప్రథమైకవచనం వ్యయమో ఉరగేన క్షత ఉరగక్షత. తృతీయ తత్పురుష ఇది ఉరసా గచ్చతి ఇది ఉరగ ఉరసా గచ్చతి ఇది ఉరగ ఉరగ క్షత క్షతే క్షత క్షతశబ్దః అకారాంత స్త్రీలింగః ప్రథమైకవచనాంతః. యు కెన్ సే ఫర్ సమ్ మోర్ సమాసాస్ ఆల్సో ద్వేష్టుం అర్హః ద్వేష్యః ఔషధీభ్యో జాతం ఔషధం. ఇదరాల్ ఉపపద సమాసాస్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యోగ్యః అర్హః. జనరల్లీ పాణిని యూజెస్ అర్హః జనరల్లీ అర్హార్థే అప్రత్యయః జనరల్లీ మేబీ యోగ్య. ద్వేష్యోపి సమ్మత శిష్టః తస్య యథౌషధం. హావింగ్ డన్ సో మచ్ ఎక్సర్సైజ్ ఆన్ దట్ వర్డ్ సో యూ షుడ్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సే ఇట్ వితౌట్ లుకింగ్ అట్ ఇట్ బికాస్ యూ హావ్ డన్ సో మచ్ అబౌట్ ఇట్. యాజ్యో దుష్ట ప్రియోప్యాసీత్ అంగులీ ఓరగక్షత. తం వేధా విదధే నూనం మహాభూత సమాధినా హాహి సర్వే తస్యాసన్ పరార్థైక ఫలా గుణాః.